And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brawny Brigade.
The men from the ministry.
Today in the General Assistance Department, we find Executive Roland Lennox Brown demonstrating what lies behind a top-ranking official of the civil service.
Now, that's what I'm looking for.
A whole stack of government white papers.
You're going to read through those?
No, I'm going to shove them in the seat of my chair here. The whole thing sort of sagged in the middle.
There, it feels firmer. Mind you, the whole thing's a wreck anyway. The back's all loose, the arms are wobbly.
Well, my chair's just as bad. It won't work anymore. I haven't had a swivel for weeks.
Just as well as your age, you'd get dizzy.
You know, I'm constantly on at admin about this chair. It's very bad for my posture, you know.
Yeah, well, it hasn't done much for the rest of your body either.
It's tea again.
Ah, thank you, Mildred.
And here's today's post, Mr. Lamb.
Ah, thank you, Mildred. Oh, good. We've got a reply from the Ministry of Transport.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. They asked us for a slogan to improve road safety.
Oh, what slogan did you suggest, Mr. Lamb?
Go by rail. Now, let's see. Oh, dear. Seems they're not too pleased. Oh, really, and they can't even spell. They've missed out the K in idiotic.
Here from admin. All staff members are to have injections of Russian flu next week.
That's a bit much. They give us their flu, and I suppose they get our cheese.
Oh, really, number two, don't be daft. Mildred's got it wrong. These injections are to prevent you getting Russian flu.
Oh, aye. Anti-flu it is.
That's right. A jab with a needle, and you'll be all set up for the next winter.
A jab with a needle? Well, I'm not having that. Not with my delicate skin. I might bleed to death.
Don't fuss, number two. If Mildred can face it, I don't see why you can't. You will be having yours, Mildred.
Oh, you bet. My dad always says, if it's free on the National Health, grab it while it's going.
Indeed. Well, these anti-flu injections are very important. You and Mr. Lamb should certainly have them.
We've all got to have them, Mr. Lennox Brown. It says so here.
Oh? Let me have a look. Let me have a look at that. Oh, really? No, this is ridiculous. I can't believe it means senior staff.
Are you scared of the needle too, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Certainly not. But I rely on my February flu break to get me through the winter. That means I don't waste any leave.
Well, I definitely don't want an injection. Might have unpleasant after effects.
Oh, no. It just makes you floppy and listless.
Well, there's no point in my having one, then. I'm floppy and listless already.
Well, the permanent undersecretary won't be very pleased if you both try to opt out.
Never mind what Sir Gregory thinks. I've put enough from that bullying old beggar.
Good morning, Lex Brown.
Ah, good morning, Sir Gregory. What? I mean, sir. Yes, it's a delightful surprise. Do come in and make yourself comfortable. Are you well? We're both extremely well, thank you, and how kind of you to inquire.
You're well, eh? Well, let's keep it that way. Make sure you get your injections next week. Can't have my staff off with flu. Yep,
but we had a Russian flu epidemic last winter.
A typical Kremlin trick. They'll send their real germs in this year.
Well, I still don't really see the need for this, Sir Gregory.
Don't you, Lamb? Well, I dare say you'll get the point in the end. They'll be doing the job in the Ministry of Surgery on Monday, so make your appointments at once. Right, Lennox Brown?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, of course, Sir Gregory. Yes, I see that they do so.
And see that you do so. Oh, what about that Ministry of Transport report I passed you?
Ah, yes. Oh, the Ministry of Transport report. Yes.
It's in your chair seat.
I hope you haven't lost it. The committee sat for weeks on that report.
Yes, and now I'm doing the same. No, I mean it's under my security. I mean, it's in a very safe place.
Now, don't forget those injections, all of you. And help Sister Greer all you can. She's got a difficult job to do, and we must do our best to assist her, you see. So don't make a muck of it.
Hello. Sounds like Sir Gregory's taken a turn for the nurse.
Number two. Please, would you... Hmm? Never mind that, number two. I propose to be firm about this. I am not going to have an injection. I intend to stand on my rights. I shall go down and tell Sister now, and then she'll know exactly where she stands.
Quite right. And if you get away with it, I'll do the same.
Ah. Not a question of getting away with it. If we don't want injections, they can't make us have them. These medical people would be better off worrying about our posture.
Posture, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Well, that broken-down chair of mine is enough to ruin me for life. There's nothing worse than a saggy seat. I shall complain.
Ministry Surgery, Sister Greer.
MacDougall here, Senior Officer Admin. I'm sorry to bother you when you're busy with injections.
The doctor won't be starting injections till next Monday. What can I do for you?
Well, it's rather urgent. I've sent an executive down for a checkup. Mr. Shaw, do you know him?
No. I've met very few of the staff so far. Only began here this week.
Ah, yes. Well, Shaw's about to be posted to Thailand, so please examine him thoroughly. In particular, he has some sort of complaint at the base of his back.
Oh, trouble with the old seat, eh? Ha ha! I'll have a look at that.
We need to know if he can stand the new climate, so give him a careful going over, will you? He should be with you any moment. Much obliged to you, sister. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ah, this will be sure now. Come in.
Oh, now, good morning, sister. We haven't met before.
You're sure?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. I'm afraid I have a complaint.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll deal with you at once. I understand your seat is giving you trouble.
Oh, you've heard about that, have you? I was telling my colleague just now. Mine must be the most decrepit seat in the building. It seems to have lost all its bounce.
Well, all the more reason for me to examine your...
You think it might affect my posture?
Oh, it's possible. How are your legs?
Oh, very wobbly. Yes. I have to prop one up with a ruler.
Oh, good gracious.
And last week it nearly dropped off, you know.
Really?
Yes, but I stuck sticky tape around the top.
What?
And both arms are terribly loose. And the base of the back is warped. I think it's the damp, you know.
You must be exaggerating, man.
No, not at all. Oh, and there's another thing, sister. It seems to have lost all its swivel.
Swivel?
Swivel, yes, and my colleague has the same problem. We've tried a drop of oil, but that only makes it squeak.
Tell me, have you any history of mental trouble?
Mental trouble?
Have you ever seen a psychiatrist?
Certainly not. And in my opinion, people who go to psychiatrists should have their heads examined.
I see. Well, I certainly don't think you should go to Thailand.
Well, physically and mentally, I'm a... Thailand?
Oh, yes, don't say you've forgotten already, Mr. Shaw.
Mr. Shaw? But my name's Lennox Brown, madam.
You're not Mr. Shaw.
I'm sure I'm not sure. Look, I came here to protest about my office chair.
Office chair? I haven't time to bother with that sort of trivia.
And I also wish to state very clearly that I do not propose to have a Russian flu injection.
Oh, don't be absurd, ma'am. Of course you'll have an injection. Everyone's cooperating in this scheme, from Sir Gregory downwards.
If I don't wish to have an injection, you cannot force me.
Well, that's true. But Sir Gregory has ruled that staff who don't have injections will be posted to a germ-free area.
Where, exactly?
To archives at Ballymucky. The germs can't live there because it's too cold. Now, return to your office at once and report to the doctor for your injection on Monday.
Yeah. Well, if that's the way you feel, madam, I've nothing more to say.
So, you'll have your injection after all, number one.
Well, yes. You know, I felt sorry for the sister, you see. Poor soul, she had tears in her eyes. She begged me to set an example, and I hadn't the heart to refuse.
Do you mean you're not scared?
Scared? Really, I'd have thought I'd proved my courage during the war.
But you were in the catering corps.
Exactly. Anyone who could face the troops after one of our meals needed real courage.
So I suppose I shall have to have an injection, too.
Yes, that's right. We must do our best to help poor old sister.
There you are, you two. I brought you another little job.
Thank you, Sir Gregory. We've been looking forward to it. I was saying to Mr. Lennox Brown only a few minutes ago
Shut
that
up.
I...
You've heard about this international link-up with the American Space Laboratory.
Oh, yes, indeed, Sir Gregory. Yes, the countries all over the world are participating, and we're all very proud that Britain is leading the way in this exciting venture.
Waste of public money, in my view.
But it's a waste of money, I've always said so.
Not only that, the Ministry of Transport are worried about breaches of government regulations. This spacecraft they're sending up from Salisbury Plain is a mechanically propelled vehicle. For the boffins down there haven't been doing their paperwork. Oh, no.
I suppose all they're concerned about is building the wretched thing and getting it up into orbit.
Instead of tackling the real job of filling in forms.
Exactly. You ought to go to the launching site and check that Ministry of Transport regulations are strictly observed.
We shall do it with the utmost vigor, Sir Gregory.
Well, mind that you do. See the top scientist, Professor Freeman, and the astronaut. They're of various nationalities, I believe. I hope they can communicate with each other.
Kindly be excusing me one tiny moment, please. Gentlemen, sir.
Well, out with it, Mukherjee, lad. Don't just stand there fiddling with your air tube. What's on your mind?
Well, what I'm thinking is, while I'm going flying up there in my spacey suit, what is being the case if I am, what am I being doing if I... Suppose I'm wanting...
Oh, well, the answer's simple enough, lad. If you want to blow your nose, have a hanky tucked in your helmet.
Oh, my golly goodness, I'm not thinking by that wise.
Well, that's the size of it, laddie.
Now I am knowing why they are saying. Oh, this Professor Freeman Farrell is one mightily clever spacecraft building while I am.
Oh,
he is putting this thingy by this side and that thingy by the other side. And he's using all the spaces so that nobody is not finding nothing.
Oh, are they? Well, with this inside them, they'll find everything in double-quick time, too.
Oh, my goodness, yes. They will be doing of a certainty without doubtless. What is this being, please?
It's a new drug, lad. Lucidol. Oh. It clears the brain, this does. With a dose of this down you, you'll see now but what's really there. And you'll tell everything exactly as it happens, too.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh.
My name is Lennox Brown, and this is my junior colleague, Mr. Lamb, and we're here on an inspection visit from Whitehall.
How do you do? I'm Professor Freeman.
And I am being rampasad hurry by Spoonilal V. Mukherjee, astronaut in Walla.
How do you do? I suppose you do realize that under Ministry of Transport regulations, you must change drivers every 200 miles?
Well, they'll be doing hundreds of miles a minute. They'll be bouncing about in the cabin like popcorn.
Yes, so nevertheless, rules are rules. And we have to check your third-party insurance. That's in case of collision with other spacecraft.
And what's in this metal flask here? Not alcohol, I hope. You mustn't drink while in charge of a space vehicle, you know.
No, that's not alcohol. That's Lucidol. It's to keep Mukherjee here and his mates alert on the flight.
Oh, it is a mightily clever drug, that one. Oh, my God, yes.
Ah, a drug, eh? Well, this will have to be checked under the Drugs Act. Have to take it back to London to be analyzed.
No, don't be daft. We need that.
Don't worry, my good man. If it's in order, it will be returned in time for the launching. Now, is this craft equipped with the radio?
Well, of course it is. And TV, too.
TV, eh? Now we've got them. Could I see your license, please?
Right. Roland Lennox Brown.
Here.
Richard Lamb.
Here.
Mildred Morfin.
Here.
You three are the first batch. Now, roll up your sleeves and get ready. The doctor will be here soon.
Oh, dear.
What have you got in that flask, Mr. Lamb? Something to say to your thingy? Your nerves? Your nerves?
No, Mildred, it's Lucidol for the astronauts. I just collected it from the analyst.
And what did he say?
Well, he says it's a very powerful truth drug. But it's right for their purpose. I'll send it back to Salisbury.
Well, they're blasting off today, number two. Dispatch it by courier as soon as we've had our flu injections, will you?
Yes, if I've got the strength.
Oh, you'll be all right, Mr. Lamb. The whole of Whitehall's having these injections, you know.
Yes, so I gather. Everyone from the Prime Minister down. Ministers, MPs, the lot.
All except Mr. Crawley in the office next door. He's got himself excused on religious grounds.
Well, That doesn't surprise me.
What is his religion, do you know?
He's a devout coward.
You know, I don't know what the fuss is about. It's only a little thingy, a jab. It doesn't hurt more than a minute or two. Usually. And the bruise is gone in a fortnight. Unless, of course, you're allergic to it.
Thank you very much, Mildred. You know, it's 10 minutes past 10. Maybe the doctor's had an accident. We better go. There's a lot of work to be done, you know. I think we better go.
Just a minute. Where are you two sloping off to? Couple of minutes late, am I? So what? Won't take me long to stick a few needles into people's arms. Now, who's first?
He is.
Make your mind sharp.
Well, perhaps we should draw lots. We could take 2 pieces of straw and sort of...
Come on, I haven't got all day.
Well, then we'd better go in order of seniority. Mr. Lamb is my junior. Do him first, will you?
Roll up your sleeve then, Mr. Lamb.
But it is rolled up.
Hey? You mean that's your arm? I thought it was your shirt. How am I going to stick a needle in that without coming out the other side?
No, wait a minute. I've just realized.
Oh, poor Mr. Lamb. You've gone all white and wobbly.
You better lie down before you fall down. Come into the surgery and I'll find you a place where the needle will get a bit of a chance.
Goodbye, number one. Mildred, and if I don't come back, you can have my coloured pencils.
Inside, go on. I once examined Kitchener's army in the time it's taken me to do you. Now, where's your form?
Huh? What form?
The form you're supposed to bring with you for me to sign when I'm finished.
Well, nobody told us about a form. I'd better go and find one. Then I can come back later.
Won't be necessary. I've got a pile of forms here. Right, what's your age?
Still quite young.
Over 21. Male or female?
Now, look here. No.
That won't be necessary. Male. Place of birth?
The spare bedroom.
United Kingdom. Colour of eyes?
Deep, fathomless pools of sapphire blue.
Grey. Now, what else?
Can I have a blindfold?
Can I have a... No, of course not. All it is a bit of an injection that'll make you drowsy, that's all. Here. I don't suppose your colleague's filled out a form either, has he?
I don't think so.
I'd better get him started on it while I'm finishing you off. Mr. Lennox Brown? Oh, now what's happened?
He's been and gone and went and fainted.
Oh, blimey, what's he want to go and faint for?
Well, he saw that great big ugly needle in your hand.
This isn't a needle, this is my fountain pen.
Honestly, Bernard, you never saw such a carry-on. In the end, they had to give Mr. Lamb an anaesthetic injection before they gave him his flu injection. And we had to wheel Mr. Lennox Brown back to the office in a tea trolley when he'd been done. They spent the rest of yesterday lying on their desks covered with rugs. Eh, what a carry-on. And thanks to looking after them, I missed my injection. There's only me and Whitehall didn't get one. I suppose I'll get flu now. Eh? Oh, you'll see me next month, then. Righty-o, love. Bye.
Where are they? Where are Lennox Brown and Lamb?
Kindly state your name and purpose of your thingy, your visit.
I am Professor Freeman, and I've come to murder your bosses.
Oh, well, I'm sorry they're not in yet. Are you the professor from the space launch?
Aye, I am, and I wish I wasn't. It's a right disaster, and it's all their fault. They sent us back our Lucidol drug yesterday, and we gave it to the lads before takeoff.
Well, wasn't that what you were supposed to do?
Aye, except that it weren't Lucidol they sent us. We've just had it analyzed, and it's some kind of flu vaccine.
Flu vaccine?
Some muck that makes folks drowsy. So instead of latching onto the American Space Laboratory, the spacecraft's going round and round it, with the whole crew fast asleep.
I'm very sorry, sir.
You're sorry? How do you think we feel? 500 million quid this project cost. 500 million quid! Just to hear three astronauts snoring. Aye, and all we can see on TV from the spacecraft is a sign they put up saying, "Kindly do not be disturbing, please."
Blimey. Mr. Lamb had the Lucidol in the surgery next to the vaccine. And he must have picked the vaccine up instead of the Lucidol and sent it to Salisbury.
500 million quid!
And if you got the vaccine, they must have used the Lucidol to inject everyone. Except me. Here, what does it do, Professor?
Well, it's a sort of truth drug.
Truth drug? You mean everyone in Whitehall's going to start telling the truth? Ooh, that couldn't happen, could it?
Ah, good morning, Mildred.
Ooh, Mr. Lennox Brown, there's been an awful mistake.
Oh, well, hardly surprising, Mildred, the way we go on in this office. What's the cause of this one? Mr. Lamb's idiocy or my laziness?
I wouldn't like to say, Mr. Lennox Brown, but the astronauts got the vaccine and the whole of Whitehall got injected with the truth drug.
Are you sure, Mildred? I was telling my usual lies all yesterday.
Professor Freeman says it takes a few hours to start working.
Just like me and Lamb.
Morning, number one. Morning, Mildred.
Oh, good morning,
number
Mr. Lamb.
Number two, you're later than I am.
Yes, I know. I got delayed on the underground.
You mean the train broke down?
No. I was riding up and down the escalators looking at the adverts.
Well, I'm not at all surprised. And Mildred says there's been a muddle. You've had us all injected with the truth drug.
Oh. Well, that explains it. I just don't seem to be able to tell a lie today.
Not only that, but you've ruined the space launch. A waste of 2 years' work by scientists from all over the world. £500 million down the drain.
Yeah, well, I don't care, really. We're all established staff.
Established staff you may be, but Sir Gregory can still turn ugly.
Oh, no, he can't. He's incredibly ugly already.
Now then, you two.
Sir Gregory, this is a horrible surprise. Come in. Come in, if you must, but don't make yourself comfortable, will you?
Because we're not at all glad to see you.
I never supposed you would be, as I've only dropped in to bully you both.
Is it just sadism that brings you here, then, Sir Gregory?
Only partly. It also keeps me out of my office so I can avoid doing any real work.
Well, I hope you won't stay long.
No. I'm off to my club. I'll be scrounging a few brandies from any juniors there who are... normally they're scared to refuse me a drink.
Blimey! He's had an injection, too. He's telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah. But it's rather fun, isn't it?
Maybe fun for you, Mr. Lamb. But what about the rest of Whitehall? All the ministers and MPs had injections. Now, what do you think will happen when they start telling the truth?
And here is the news read by Mortimer Thripp. There was an uproar in the House of Commons today when the Chancellor answered a question on the economy. He said he couldn't give firm figures as he lost his counting beads. He added that he never understood finance anyway and only took the post because of the good pay and long holidays. Opposition leaders congratulated him and said they were only too thankful they hadn't got the job. There have been complaints from members of the public about official letters from Whitehall ministries. Instead of, "I am, sir, your obedient servant," these are now signed, "You are, mate, my obedient slave."
Well, thank goodness that truth drug wore off at long last. Although it didn't turn out so badly in the end, you know, Mildred. Foreign countries were most impressed by our frankness and honesty.
Yes, and the space link up went off all right in the end. All the astronauts woke up the better for their long sleep and were able to go through the complications of the link up quite easily.
Aye, but what about Sir Gregory? Last time he was here, you were ever so rude to him, you know.
I don't think he took it all in, Mildred. He was acting pretty strangely himself.
Now then, you two.
Oh, Sir Gregory, what a delightful surprise. Do come in and make yourself comfortable.
Yes, we're very glad to see you.
We were just saying how well the truth vaccine worked. A new feeling of honesty in high places, one of the papers said.
I dare say you've dropped in to thank us.
Thank you. Haven't you realized that not one of us actually had the anti-Russian flu? Injections?
Oh, but it can still be arranged, Sir Gregory. It's not too late.
It is too late. I've got Russian flu now already. Come here, lab. I want to breathe all over you. Making a mess of things as usual this evening with John Simpson and Roger Service as the men from the Ministry. Trying to clear up the mess were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, and Tom Mir.
Tonight's script was written and produced by Brian Squires. Join Springbok Radio at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the Ministry. Oh.